Hello children, hope in this hour of pandemic you are safe and healthy. Welcome to the virtual mode of teaching. We will be starting with electrostatics, the branch of physics which deals with the study of electric force, electric field, electric potential and electric energy due to charges at rest is known as electrostatics. We begin with Coulomb's law, according to which the magnitude of force of attraction or repulsion between any two point charges at rest is directly proportional to the product of the magnitude of charges and inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them. Mathematically, F is equal to 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught q1 q2 by r square, where epsilon naught is the free space permittivity. If there are several charges in the vicinity of a test charge, then the total force is given by the algebraic sum of the individual forces acting on the test charge due to all other charges. This is superposition principle. Continuous charge distribution is the case when we have a system of closely spaced electric charges. If the continuous charge is on line, its linear charge density, and similarly we have surface and volume charge density, which are represented by lambda, sigma and rho respectively. Electric field intensity due to a source charge at any point in its electric field is defined as the force experienced by unit positive charge, that is the test charge placed at that point. And mathematically it is given as E is equal to F by Q naught, where Q naught is the source charge. Unit for electric field is Newton per Coulomb. Electric field intensity due to a point charge is given by E is equal to 1 by 4 pi epsilon naught q by r square. Electric field lines are imaginary lines to represent the presence of electric field, and they are such that the tangent at any point on the field lines gives the direction of the electric field at that point in the region. Electric dipole. Electric dipole is a pair of two equal and opposite charges separated by a certain small distance, generally denoted by twice L. Electric dipole moment is defined as the product of the magnitude of either charge of the dipole and dipole length. Hence, dipole moment P is equal to Q into twice L. The charges are minus Q and plus Q, which are separated by twice L. Electric field produced by an electric dipole is called dipole field. You will find the derivation for the electric field due to an electric dipole at a point in its equatorial plane and at a point on the axial line are given in the synopsis. Electric flux linked with any surface is defined as the total number of electric field lines passing through a surface. So, phi is equal to integration of E dot ds is equal to integration of E ds cos theta. If theta is equal to 0 degree, the electric field is perpendicular to the surface and phi is equal to E ds. If theta is equal to 90 degree, then the electric field is parallel to the surface. Hence, flux is equal to 0. Now comes Gauss's theorem. According to Gauss's theorem, the surface integral of electrostatic field produced by any source over any closed surface S enclosing a volume V in vacuum, that is total electric flux over a closed surface S in vacuum, is 1 by epsilon naught times the total charge Q contained inside S. Therefore, phi is equal to integration of E dot ds is equal to Q by epsilon naught, where E is the electric field intensity. Now, if the closed surface does not enclose any charge, then the phi is equal to 0, or if it encloses two equal but opposite charges, then also electric flux is equal to 0. The surface is known as Gaussian surface. Gauss's theorem can be applied for infinitely long charged wire, plane sheet and spherical shell. Thank you, children.